When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We begin this morning with Thought Leader Thursday here on the Opening Bell. Chuck Garcia is the Executive Vice President and Director of Commercial Deposits and Treasury Management at Associated Bank. And Chuck is back with us this morning in the Thought Leader chair. Chuck, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Happy holidays to you as well.
And you as well.
Here we are again in the holiday season. Lots going on. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happened in your world this year and other things, but let's get to some news with the Fed getting ready to have its December meeting. Looks like another interest rate going up. How is this going to impact the financial services sector?
Well, it does look like it. I think there's still a tad of uncertainty, but I think what went from being 100% certain is still very high. So I think this next one is likely. Clearly, it'll have an effect really across the board. Commercial customers will see their rates rise from a paying on the interest of loans, similar to consumers, housing. It'd be interesting to see what happens with the mortgage industry. I think those are already somewhat built in, but clearly it's going to have an impact, albeit relatively still historically very, very low. I think there's the mental aspect that people say, rates are rising. And obviously rates we pay to clients will increase as well.
Hey, are you what are your thoughts about whether the Fed is going to continue this into 2019? There's been a lot of talk about this in the last couple of weeks, that maybe December is going to be the last one for a while.
I see two in the coming year.
Okay.
I think the uncertainty here in the U.S. alone with the tariffs and the trade wars, looming, et cetera, but also there's a lot of uncertainty abroad. You have France now, obviously the Brexit situation. There's a lot of uncertainty abroad, and we're all intertwined any longer. And so I think that's going to have an impact on their desire to be probably as aggressive as they might have been, they being the Fed, as aggressive as they might have been previously.
Do you think it's actually had an impact on businesses, especially local businesses? Is this something that's causing them to stop and pause their plans?
I think it has. Depending on the industry you're in, too, if raw materials are part of your production cycle and your supply chain, there's absolute evidence that's having an impact. It's slowing some things down. I think the farm industry, too, living where we do, that's continuing to have a drag on that as well.
How interest rate going up or going down impact the day-to-day management of financials?
Well, you have to really, what we have to do is really stay abreast of what our competition is doing. So from a paying perspective, what we pay in interest rates to clients, be they consumers or corporates, it certainly today has far more interest at the individual and company level than it would have even a year ago. It was just immaterial at that point in time. Now, dollars are significant enough where people are paying attention and willing to change in today's environment if don't feel like they're getting a proper rate or attention from their bank.
I heard some experts talking about the interest rate hikes have come so quick and fast that there hasn't been enough time for them sort of to take hold and people to become comfortable with them. Usually there is a bigger window between interest rates. Is there some truth to that about it still working its way through the system, each one of these hikes?
Well, I see both sides. I mean, the savvy investor, those with large dollars, they move very quickly today. If a rate increase does in fact occur, they effectively expect it to be an instantaneous change by their bank. The normal John Q. public, a guy like me, doesn't pay as much attention to it. But if all of a sudden you look up and see, oh my gosh, I'm still back in the 0.1%. That's not fair in today's environment. They may choose to act on that. But I think the savvy investor, the corporate investor, and the larger dollar people are absolutely much, much quicker to react today.
I'm interested in your opinion about the economy as it stands right now. Are there any warning signs out there that you are hearing about or seeing or feeling?
Yeah, housing. Okay. I mean, housing has shown some slowdown. Obviously, that's a huge component of our industry and our economy. And so housing and the ripple effect that in fact has is slowing down. They aren't building as many apartment buildings. People aren't buying single housing. I did see it kind of a contrary to what I'm saying here. The millennials are now moving to the burbs and buying houses. So I think you have a kind of a reverse effect of people that are retiring, moving into the rural areas, but it isn't fast enough to keep up. And so housing, I think, is one of the indicators I see that could have a drag on the economy. And then again, as rates rise, it makes the affordability of a house that perhaps you could have afforded 2 years ago much less today.
Maybe it's because I do this every day and do this a lot every day, but I'm hearing the word recession more. Are you out and about?
Well, you know, there are indicators out there that do signal recession. Obviously, the market having the volatility that it in fact has today. I don't subscribe to that one as much, but there are many out there that say there are indicators in the market that are flashing potential recession. I just don't see the widespread impact. Obviously, if there's a shock that we don't expect today, could it happen? Sure. I'm not really in that camp in the near term, say the next 9, 12 months. I just don't see that happening.
And so should the strategy be to continue to ride the wave of growth or to start preparing for something negative?
Well, I'll tell you, personally, I've moderated my holdings and just kind of rebalanced really more to a less aggressive growth. I think that's the market's long in the tooth. I mean, it's just amazing what it has done. Does it have upside? I think if companies continue to make money, it should have upside. But I think the uncertainty of the things we've already talked about has really played into that volatility. And personally, I think moderation today is probably more applicable than a year ago.
A lot of folks look at the market here we are at the end of the year and say, well, all the gains that we saw this year are gone.
Right.
What was this whole year for then?
Well, and it has a mental drag on many people. They love to see things going up and they think, wow, this is a great party. And then when it doesn't, and when it does reverse itself, there's a very quick reaction to, oh my gosh, I just lost wealth. Well, obviously we didn't really, quote, lose anything, but there's a mental aspect of that. I did see an interesting thing last week. Consumer confidence is still very, very high. Mm-hmm. The last indicator was actually up and they expected it to be down. So kind of interesting with the market struggling on some fronts that consumer confidence as a broad base is still very high. Obviously, the holiday season is going to be a big indicator as to, you know, are people actually opening their wallets? You know, when you go to the mall, it's really busy and really full.
Yeah. And the online companies are still doing business.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's great. Let's talk about the year in review, if we could. Some of the innovation in cash management 2018. What do you think is going to, when they write the history books in this year, the big things will be?
Well, I think fintech really is in the front of a lot of people's mind. A lot of small companies entering the space, changing, disrupting. I think that's a big news story. Has it changed the core of the business? No. Does it on the periphery change a lot of things? It does. I think that will continue to move into the coming years. Artificial intelligence, I think, is becoming much more mainstream. Decision making using AI in some operational areas is beginning to take hold. I think those two things are major disruptors and very positive in my mind overall.
The digitization of cash management, I think, it would be the banner headline for this. That is a good way to sum it up, right?
Couldn't agree more, yes.
And so we're talking about the blockchain. We're talking about what other things would fall into that category?
Well, the mobile device and the use of the mobile device to continue to make payments, receive payments. The immediacy of payments, too, is so different than it was even 18 months ago. So I think that's becoming much more mainstream, and people of all generations wanting or at least being interested in utilizing that to pay one another, be paid. Paid, et cetera, that's going to continue and I think become even much more mainstream in the coming year.
Are we going to become a cashless society? And I ask you this question because I had an interesting conversation with a Salvation Army bell ringer. This person was telling me that their business is down because people don't have spare change. They don't have cash in their wallets. They're not using cash anymore. And I thought, well, is this really going to happen in my lifetime?
I don't think so, personally. Is it down? Absolutely. I think we've talked about checks before. Checks are down, but not down to the degree people thought they would be. Clearly, the Venmos and the instant payments and so forth, those are having a significant impact. But to date, it's been much more in the younger generation, millennials, kind of even teetering there. I still think cash has a place in society where people want to exchange that. And it also depends on the type of payment. You know, if I think most people that go purchase, you know, larger items, the card is the immediate payment vehicle. You know, if you go do something for $18 or $16, maybe you'll flip them a 20. I think of restaurants are a great example.
Perhaps the Red Kettle folks need to have some sort of digital kettle
could
involved.
Be a great
maybe
idea.
That's the future.
Could
right?
be a great idea.
Yeah. What are the challenges for, let's say a client comes to you and says they want to go digital, do the whole thing digital through the whole banking process. What are the challenges that the client like that might face?
Well, I think several things. So it starts with the banking industry certainly has a challenge in terms of keeping pace with consumer and corporate type of interests and their needs. There's also the side that we may have a great solution that's digital and the client has the inability to use it. So I think consultation with either the individual or the company of what is your intended use, what is your capability, and how can we fit that into what your request is and what you're trying to achieve, that's really, really important. I think people hear a buzzword, if you will. We find this very often in our business that, hey, we want to do X. As you go explore that a little more, they may want to, but they don't have the ability on their side either, even if their financial institution does. Mm-hmm. So I think again, the evolution of that will continue to change. But I think part of being a good banker, again, whether you're a consumer banker or a corporate banker, is talk to your client, understand what their need and their intended solution is, and fitting the right answers. And the industry will continue to invest very, very heavily in this, ourselves, our competitors. If you don't keep up in this space, you get lapped very, very quickly.
Associated Bank is really a good example of how it's also important to not go too far into the AI, into the digitization area. Do you have humans to still have these conversations with other humans?
Very much so. I mean, you know, some you have to fit what your client wants. Some people want to correspond via email. They really don't want to talk to the person. But when you get to complex type of solutions, decisions, trying to fix a problem, it does require people talking to one another and trying to understand what the problem is.
Is it fair for me to ask you what you think the next big thing is going to be? If you look ahead maybe to 2019, is there going to be a new startup that comes along? Is there going to be some new buzzword? What do you think is going to happen in 2019?
Well, what I see is much more use of artificial intelligence. I think that the usage of that to score credit, to score different things, I think that could quickly replace large swaths of people. That I think will continue to have an evolution. It's getting smarter every day. That will have a big, big impact. You know, I think usage of anything that's whiz bang or going to change things is going to really revolve around the consumer. And who knows what that might look like? I wish I knew. I'd probably be making a whole lot more money today. Yeah. But I think the consumer will be the first test of anything that's materially different and evolutionary, if you will.
What do you have on your list for Santa Claus this year? You ask for anything good this year?
Let's see. How about a good banking environment, stable economy, and, you know, seriously, you know, very blessed to have what we do, and just looking forward to another good year.
Chuck, how can people get a hold of you and have this conversation in person if they want?
Well, they can call me at 312-544-4346, or they can email me at charles.garcia@associatedbank.com.
It's always good chatting with you. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Happy holidays to you.
Chuck Garcia, Executive Vice President and Director of Commercial Deposits and Treasury Management at Associated Bank. It's our thought leader conversation. Remember, you can listen to our past conversations at WGNradio.com on the Opening Bell page. Follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter and head over to AssociatedBank.com/thought leadership to learn more about our thought leaders and to hear more of our conversations. See more news there as well.